Practical English Test for Colleges, Level B.
Practical English Test for Colleges, Level B.
Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 3 sections.
Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to give proper responses. There are 5 recorded questions in it. After each question, there is a pause. The questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example. You will hear, Mr. Smith is not in. Could you please give him a message? You will read, A. I'm not sure. B. You're right. C. Yes, certainly. D. That's interesting. From the question, we learn that the speaker is asking the listener to leave a message. Therefore, C, yes, certainly, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet. Now the test will begin.
Number 1. Hello, is this your manager's office? Hello, is this your manager's office?
Number 2. Do you have an appointment with Mr. Brown? Do you have an appointment with Mr. Brown?
Number 3. Do you like your new job in this small town? Do you like your new job in this small town?
Number 4. When is the train leaving for Beijing? When is the train leaving for Beijing?
Number 5. May I see your driving license, please? May I see your driving license, please? Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Number 6. When are you going to take the new job?
As soon as possible.
Question. What is the man going to do? Number 6. When are you going to take the new job?
As soon as possible.
Question. What is the man going to do? Number 7. Do you know who will give a lecture this afternoon?
A professor from New York University.
Question. Who will give the lecture? Number 7. Do you know who will give a lecture this afternoon?
A professor from New York University.
Question. Who will give the lecture? Number 8. You don't look well. What's wrong with you?
I've got a headache with a slight fever.
Question. What's the problem with the man? Number 8. You don't look well. What's wrong with you?
I've got a headache with a slight fever.
Question. What's the problem with the man?
Number 9. I don't know which language I should learn. Japanese, French, or German?
If I were you, I'd learn French.
Question. What language does the woman advise the man to learn? Number 9. I don't know which language I should learn. Japanese, French, or German?
If I were you, I'd learn French.
Question. What language does the woman advise the man to learn? Number 10. Tom looks worried. What has happened to him?
He has lost his job.
Question. What has happened to Tom? Number 10. Tom looks worried. What has happened to him?
He has lost his job.
Question. What has happened to Tom?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the test paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read 3 times. During the second reading, you are required to put the missing words or phrases on the answer sheet in order of the numbered blanks according to what you hear. The third reading is for you to check your writing. Now the passage will begin. The first reading.
Looking for an apartment can be a difficult job. The first thing to think about is how much money you can spend. You cannot rent a home if it's too expensive. Secondly, where the home is located is also important. You don't want a home too far away from work. You might want to spend a little more money to be closer to your office. Anyway, before you look for a place to live in, you should make a list of all the things you want and need. This will be easier for you to make the correct choice.
The second reading.
Looking for an apartment can be a difficult job. The first thing to think about is how much money you can spend. You cannot rent a home if it's too expensive. Secondly, where the home is located is also important. You don't want a home too far away from work. You might want to spend a little more money to be closer to your office. Anyway, before you look for a place to live in, you should make a list of all the things you want and need. This will be easier for you to make the correct choice.
The third reading.
Looking for an apartment can be a difficult job. The first thing to think about is how much money you can spend. You cannot rent a home if it's too expensive. Secondly, where the home is located is also important. You don't want a home too far away from work. You might want to spend a little more money to be closer to your office. Anyway, before you look for a place to live in, you should make a list of all the things you want and need. This will be easier for you to make the correct choice.
Of the listening comprehension.
听力部分到此结束。